Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
CBS Sports Radio's toll-free line is 1-855-212-4227, brought to you by Geico. Great news, quick way to save money, switch to Geico. Go to geico.com and in 15 minutes save 15% or more on car insurance. Tiki and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio, CBS Sports Network, Sirius XM 206. You just know somebody ripped up a ticket. Somebody ripped up a ticket. Once you rip it up, you can't cash it in. We're joined by Gary Stevens. Absolute nuttiness at the 145th Kentucky Derby as a long shot. 65-1. Country House gets awarded the win. Disqualification. Maximum Security ran a great race. And wow, we've got a lot to sort through. Gary, a Hall of Famer, three-time Derby winner, and he's with us here on the show. Gary, Tiki and Tierney, how are you today, buddy?
I'm doing well, actually. Just came from a meeting in Lexington, heading back to Louisville right now. So I wish the weather would have been like this on Saturday. That's all I can tell you.
I'm sure a lot of jockeys were thinking that as well. A lot of enthusiasts of the sport. I get you. You know, I want to start with this here, Gary. One of the most bizarre 22 minutes of any sporting sequence, I think, that we've ever seen in our lifetime here. Now, it obviously, I don't know that it was a bad day for the sport, but was it a fair day for the sport? Just unpack everything for us, because man, there's so much to hit here.
It was a fair day for racing in America under the current rules of racing in the United States, including the state of Kentucky Horse Racing Commission. And that is that if a horse impedes, intimidates, or interferes with any other horse in the race, costing them a position, they shall be disqualified or demoted to a position behind any horse that they interfered with, impeded, or intimidated. So the stewards made the right call. I mean, that was a no-brainer. Was it fair to the owners? Was it fair to the bettors? No, it wasn't. And under the international rules, which is a classification one ruling, those rules say that if the horse or horses that were interfered with were not going to beat the winner, they would not be demoted or disqualified unless it was gross negligence that kept a horse from even finishing the race. And the penalties for the jockey, if it was concluded that it was the jockey's fault for the interference, those penalties are extremely stiff in Europe. I've ridden under those rules for many years when I traveled to Europe, Japan. We are the only major racing jurisdiction, North America, here in Canada, that do not race under those, and I expect that to change soon.
Yeah, so, Gary, what you're saying is essentially the jockey should be able to hold his horse in line, and if this was international, that Maximum Security still would have been given the win because those other horses, especially country, they wouldn't have beat him, correct?
No, the best horse won the race, and it's unfortunate. My heart bleeds for everyone involved, including the jockey, of who I would exonerate for the interference.
Why?
He was hugging the rail. That was not a maneuver by the jockey. You have to understand that Maximum Security had only raced four times. He's a three-year-old. He's basically an outstanding kindergartner that's racing at pro level. And If you go back and watch the tapes of the race, what you're going to see, put it in super slow motion, at the 5/16th pole, that's still rounding the turn just about before they come into the stretch, you're going to see mud puddles underneath the inside rail. And they had turned the lights on prior to the race. Perhaps the race has run too late and under those rainy conditions, believe me, it was dark out there. So they turned the lights on. What that was causing is heavy glare on the racetrack, almost like headlights in certain spots where the water was pooling. It looked like headlights shining into your eyes. And horses' eyes are very, very sensitive, and they're not too good, to be honest with you. They see things sometimes that aren't there. So what happened was, in my opinion, that maximum security, there was a big puddle of water under the rail at the 5/16 or quarter pole,
yep.
And he shied away from it, causing him to switch into his right lead, of which people out there that don't know, a horse travels around the turn in their left lead, meaning that their left front leg is leading the show. When they come into the straightaway, they swap into their right lead, and that pulls them down the stretch. And when they go into the right lead around the turn, their centrifugal force cannot hold them in. And this happened in like 0.04 hundredths of a second. And Louis, God bless him, I mean, he reached for him, grabbed him, and he got him corrected in about 0.02 seconds. But the damage had already been done,
yep.
And he got him back in the position he had been in the entire race. So the damage had already been done by the time Louis, and all this took less than a second to take place. So at 45 miles an hour, I mean, I can't put any blame on the jockey at all. But I do think that the stewards, under the current rules that we have, they had to follow the law of the state of Kentucky, and they did, and there was a disqualification, unfortunately.
So that's Gary Stevens, Hall of Fame jockey, three-time Kentucky Derby winner. Obviously, you know, I mean, a long shot with odds that are, you know, I mean, obviously calculable, mm-hmm. but in the betting world, almost incalculable. I mean, 65-1 doesn't ring true too often. It's incredible. I guess what my question here, Gary, I am, anytime this comes up in the other sports, and it comes up a lot, whether it's the strike zone, whether it's a catch in the NFL, I joke around, I'm Mr. Literal. If the rule is there, whether it's the start of a game, whether it's the fourth quarter, to use the basketball analogy, whether it's the ninth inning for baseball, just apply it as per the rule book. But I guess my question is, this was the 145th running of the Derby. Are we supposed to believe that there was, and maybe the answer is yes, that there was never a similar infraction in the previous 144 like the one we saw on Saturday? I find that very hard to believe.
Not with the winner.
Really?
Not with the winner of the race. No.
Wow.
There's been one incident in, I believe it was 1982, with Gate Dancer finishing third, and he had a record of interfering with horses. He was a wild running horse, a very difficult horse to control. He was demoted from third place to fourth place in the 82 running, and then I believe that it was 89 when El Ashiba won the Kentucky Derby and bet twice with Craig Perrett aboard, drifted in front of El Ashiba.
Mm-hmm.
And El Ashiba, it was probably one of the most miraculous recoveries and performances that I've seen in Kentucky Derby history. If you get a chance to YouTube it, everybody should, because Bet twice drifted out in front of Chris McCarron and Al Ashiba. They clipped heels, and Al Ashiba went down to his knees. Chris didn't fall off. He recovered and went on and won that race. But I can say, if Chris would have stayed on and didn't get up to win with Al Ashiba, that Bet twice would have been disqualified. And that's the last time I can really remember.
Okay.
The winner interfering with anybody.
Wow, that's interesting. You know, Gary, Gary West, who is the owner of Maximum Security, brought up a point that has been talked about. Usually around this time, the Kentucky Derby, you get some of these larger fields. It's typically 20. It was 19 yesterday during the 145th running. Is the field too large? He brought up the concern. It's too big because it's atypical. Usually they're running in fields of 14 or so.
Yeah, I mean, in Europe, it's not unusual to have a 30-horse field, but the courses are much wider. They split into sections because the straightaways are so long. When I say they split away in sections, there becomes the right-hand side of the race, the middle side of the race, and the left hand side of the race. All of our racetracks here in the United States are left-handed, except for Kentucky Downs, which is strictly a turf course racetrack with undulations, European-type track. But when these horses race, we race in a pack, and we're making left-hand turns. People would say, what are you going to do on this race? And I say, I'm going to turn left.
Yeah,
it's like NASCAR, you know, really. And dealing with 14 horses at Churchill Downs is a good number. When you're dealing with 20, and it's the Kentucky Derby, and now running for $3 million, it's a scrum early on. It's dangerous. We're all paid to do a job, but it's dangerous for the horses. It's dangerous for the jockeys, and I truly believe that it should be regulated at 14 horses, the same as the Preakness and the other Triple Crown race, the Belmont Stakes.
Interesting. Hey, by the way, Gary, I'm going to be in a charity race coming up this weekend in Meadowlands for harness racing. Anything to worry about here, buddy? I'm serious. He's laughing though.
Just don't let the horse break stride, and let that buggy's horse go in the ground, because it's not pretty. I did a charity race years ago with Lafitte Pinkai and several other jockeys at Los Alamitos race course in the Trotters, and Lafitte's horse broke stride, and the forks hit. They're going to kill me for not knowing the terms, but the forks hit the ground and it ejected him about two stories high, and he broke both collarbones. So,
I mean, you got to be kidding me.
Think about that before you climb.
Oh, yeah, great. What a soothing thought that is. Here's a really dumb question for you, but I am so curious as to what the answer is here. So, you know, if you win the Derby, all right, obviously stud fees are through the roof. We know that Maximum Security's athletic prowess is what it is, because he won the race.
Yeah, and he was previously undefeated.
Yes, even if he doesn't actually have the moniker Kentucky Derby winner. Does that adversely affect the stud rate because it was taken away from him? He's not technically the winner.
That's a great question, and that's one of the questions that we had a break at the meeting that some of the high-profile people in our business. It's called the Thoroughbred Idea Foundation. I'm on the board of directors, and we're trying to attack problems in this business to better our business, and one of them is the stewardship and the Class 1, Class 2 education of our sport. And we had this conversation at lunchtime, and, you know, that was touched on, and yeah.
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 Gary, I got one more question for you. We only got about a minute left, but Gary West also has said that Maximum Security is not going to run in the Preakness Stakes. Is that good, bad? How are we interpreting this?
Well, hey, I was asked this morning earlier on an interview, is that sour grapes or what? And I said, no. And I, before I had read his or listened to his interview, Mr. West, I said, there's no reason to run back in 2 weeks. There's no Triple Crown on the line, and it's not Jason Service's style. He's a very, very conservative trainer that really looks after his horses, and I would expect to see him back in the Belmont. I don't want to train for Jason Service. I don't want to mark his training chart, but he's going to have 5 weeks between that race on Saturday and the Belmont Stakes. The sad part about it, if he wasn't disqualified, I thought he was a dead mortal lock to win the Preakness and go on and have a chance in the Belmont with his running style for the Preakness. I mean, he's got speed, he's got tackability, and he's a beautiful horse, and he showed what he can do, and he looks like a standout in this trot. The one thing I was going to touch on about what you asked, his value, when you read the stallion catalog at the offspring, at the sales of Maximum Security, there won't be an asterisk, there won't be anything else, but this is probably the most Kentucky most famous Kentucky Derby and historical Kentucky Derby, except for the Derby's inception, to ever be run. So everybody is going to know, no matter what the catalogs say, that he was the actual Derby. He crossed the finish line in the Kentucky Derby.
That's good clarity on that. Gary Stevens, Hall of Fame jockey, three-time Kentucky Derby winner. Wow, what a crazy weekend. Appreciate it, Gary. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.